On view now through Sunday, November 10th, Nina Davidowitz, Full Spectrum, at Connections Gallery, 213 Northampton Street in Easton. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Artist Nina Davidowitz has been working as a professional artist for over 30 years. She's a native and longtime resident of Kingston, Pennsylvania, where she graduated from Wyoming Seminary High School. She received a BA in Art History from Mount Holyoke College and an MFA in Design from Marywood University in Scranton. The forms in her paintings come from her favorite subject matter, glimpses of her own neighborhood. As I go through the day, I often come upon beautiful illuminated scenes of houses, yards, streets, and hedgerows. These scenes literally stop me in my tracks. I record these inspiring moments with a photograph, and of these photographs, perhaps one or two become a painting. The photos have to have certain qualities to become a painting: a luminescent glow, an interesting palette of color, and a balanced geometry of form. I try to bring these qualities to life in my painting so that the viewer can share in these awe-inspiring experiences. Over the past years, my compositions have become increasingly simplified, each one pared down to its most basic elements. In this sense, my work can be compared to a haiku, which portrays a moment in time as succinctly as possible. In striving for clarity of light and purity of form, a certain magic is created. Artist Nina Davidowitz.
I think I used to use lots of different colors, and it's so much fun when you're an artist to go to the art store and you see a billion colors of paint and you want to try them all. Like I said, it just worked better for me to keep reducing it down. I mix all my own colors from those basics. Acrylics dry very quickly, so when that happens, it's easy for me to remix a color that I need. I know it's always going to be that green and a combination of those other colors.
I think it would be easier to have all those tubes of exactly what you're looking for and not easier to mix. But maybe it is easier for you. You know you have these core primary elements and you can mix anything you want from them. And
yes, I can mix anything from those colors. And I love mixing. I'm almost like a mad scientist. I spend a lot of time mixing color. Maybe a third of the time that I'm working on a painting, I'm mixing different colors. I can't tell you enough like how much I love mixing colors. It's almost like a challenge. Like I'll see an interesting color in the photograph, and maybe it's cement. Maybe it's like a piece of a sidewalk or something. And I can't wait to try and mix that color and get that color. It's like a challenge, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's fun for me.
This one, almost the trees, and maybe there are clouds in them, or maybe it's snow in them. There's a faintly surrealistic element to that one.
That's, I think, the most unusual painting in this batch, and it's a little more abstract in a way, although you can see that it's definitely houses with snow and trees, bare trees. That's a sunrise picture, and this scene is actually right across from my house, so I look at it a lot. This one morning I was up super early, and it looked like the colors of the sunrise, which were peaches and blues and mauves, it was stuck in the trees. That's how I felt when I looked at it. It's definitely different than my other paintings.
There's also a fairly pronounced sense of mystery. You wonder just, well, what's going on? Like, what's going on up that road? Or what's going on in that stand of trees?
There's definitely a mystery. I do like mysteries. Like, I try and figure out why that element is in my paintings. I do read a lot of mysteries. I'm intrigued by the mysteries of life and of history and all that. And I guess it somehow comes out in my paintings. I want people to feel like they want to jump in the painting and walk around and see what's in there.
Well, they do also have a great sense of invitingness, although it's mysterious.
It is, and I think of, why do we put up hedges and fences? We have to try and define our little spaces, our little pieces of land. Sometimes you do feel like you're being kept out. It's definitely setting up a boundary, and that's intriguing to me. They're common sights that you would see in any neighborhood, probably in the Northeast USA and maybe even in the Midwest. I've shown these all different places, and no matter where people are from, they can relate to these. That one that you were just talking about with the driveway, that's another favorite topic, which is the in-betweens of houses. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of a glimpse of what's behind. The paintings remind them of their childhoods and what it felt like to walk around when you're little and everything's still kind of new. So you look at the houses and you think, well, I wonder who lives in there. I wonder what's behind that shrub. It's just sort of that curiosity that you have when you're little. And I think that's where my love of these scenes started, was when I was little and walking to school every day. I always loved looking at people's houses.
There's a great sense of mystery, but also a great sense of discovery in them. Not in a nostalgic sense, but a sense of childhood.
They're not kitschy.
No, not at all. I didn't mean that
but
with nostalgia, but the sense of thinking about when you were walking to school, or that mysterious house that you always walked by and wondered, well, what is going on? You seem to have captured that pretty nicely with the color. And
I think that people at other exhibits, that's what they've said to me. And I've often seen people just run around the exhibit, really excitedly. because it just reminds them of what their town was like a long time ago or what it felt like when they were a child. That's exciting to me.
The artist Nina Davidowitz. Her show, Full Spectrum, is on view through Sunday, November 10th at Connections Gallery, 213 North Hampton Street in Easton. Their number for more information is 610-250-7627. More information also available at connectionsgallery.net. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.